As anyone following the news last week knows, fantasy football is out. Congress is where the fun really is. Andrew Lee, a senior at Claremont McKenna College, came up with a new twist on the wildly successful fantasy sports games. In Fantasy Congress, players choose U.S. senators and House members and accumulate points based on how effectively or not their chosen officials push legislation through Congress. So if your tastes run more to Tom DeLay than Tom Brady, we've got the game for you. Andrew Lee is with us from studios on the Claremont McKenna campus. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Lynn.
And if you have questions about this game or how your favorite politician might stack up against the competition, give us a call. Our number here in Washington, again, 800-989-8255. Send us an email at talk@npr.org. So, Andrew, first of all, how did you come up with this idea?
Well, on my freshman year in college, I was kind of watching my roommate exalt over his fantasy football team. And I was checking political blogs, watching the news, and I felt sort of lonely, like the lonely political blogger that doesn't have much to do. And I thought to myself, I have to get in on this action. We have to create a game for political junkies where instead of drafting members of, football players, you'll draft members of Congress. And instead of yelling, touchdown, we can yell bill signed altogether.
I'm not sure it has quite the same effect, I have to tell you.
Right, right.
Bill signed versus touchdown. I don't know.
Well, the hope was, it was actually quite odd. Once we started playing and creating the game, we found that, first of all this information is publicly available. We're just making it sort of engaging and fun. If people cared about football or government as much as they care about football, then we might have a better government, is our thought.
All right. Well, tell us how it works. How would you set up a team?
So what you do is you have to first draft 4 senators and 12 representatives. Out of all of those 4 senators and 12 representatives, it's divided amongst their seniority. So you have to, instead of choosing you can't choose everybody on your team as a John McCain. You have to think of the sleeper picks, people like Bobby Jindal. You might have to think about from a congressman from Louisiana, or take, for example, some of the new Democrats who just came in for the 110th Congress. From there, after you draft your team and you play in a league, every single week, you can redraft your team on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and it's based off, you win points off of how far legislation goes. So you get 5 points for introducing a bill, 25 if it passes the House or passes the Senate, and then finally you get a whopping 50 points if it gets signed into law.
You know, I went on your website, and I have to say, even for those who don't want to play the game, it really is a pretty good educational tool about how a bill, is turned into law.
That's right. We actually have a number of educators who are emailing us and telling us that they love the idea. They want to go ahead and get all of their students playing because it's a good way. I mean, everybody's seen Schoolhouse Rock. For us, this is the Schoolhouse Rock for the 21st century, where instead of just seeing a bill become a law, you actually get to play and get that interactivity that you can only get with the Internet.
Now, does media coverage affect things in one way or another?
Well, our hope is to increase. We're going to be introducing a measure for media coverage soon. In addition to that, we're also going to be introducing other measures, just like fantasy football, where you can have media measures, votes, as well as other things within the Library of Congress. Our hope is that later on, you can choose legislators based off of how much news they make. The only problem with that is Tom DeLay might have been making quite a lot of news, but that may not have been positive news. So we'll have to figure out how to deal with that soon.
Well, also, though, that I noticed that I thought it has some limitations in the fact that you use the sports model so that it's some of the members of that on your website who won big points, they won them for pretty insignificant legislation, if not completely unnecessary legislation. It got passed, but, it was sort of naming a post office in their local town.
Right.
And they got 35 points for that. That seemed a little...
Right. Well, we understand that it's hard for us to go ahead and determine what is valued and what is not valued. Obviously, the difference between a post office and Social Security legislation is pretty high.
Pretty big.
It is pretty big. But for us, our hope later on is to be able to capture all that and let the user choose what they think is more important. If they think that postal legislation is so much more important, I mean, here at Claremont McKenna, I can almost guarantee you that a lot of our students are going to think that education policy is very important. In that respect, then, that would mean that we want someone, the user, to be able to determine if education policy is the most important. So later on, we'll have customization features so that everybody, when they play Fantasy Congress, they'll be able to pay attention. The great thing about the game is also that we do get a lot of people from both sides of the aisle. We have people from the NRA as well as pro-choice NARAL. Everybody seems to really enjoy the game in that this is a good way to monitor Congress that's fun and interactive.
We are talking with Andrew Lee, the creator of the Fantasy Congress game. If you have any questions for him or if you've tried the game and want to give him some feedback, the number is 800-989-8255. And you're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. Okay, we're going to take a call from Trevor. And Trevor's in California. Hi, Trevor.
Hi.
Go ahead.
I was just wondering if you were planning on expanding the game, maybe kind of have a playoffs type setting for the 2008 congressional election, so that you would pick your favorites, pick your choices to win different seats, and score points based on that.
Right. We're actually really interested in that. This past election cycle, since we just launched in October, we really missed out on using elections, but our hope is to have a playoff season where you'll be able to get bonus points to see if, for example, Hillary Clinton might become the president or Barack Obama might make his run.
All right. Does that answer your question, Trevor? Thanks for the call. I was wondering, have you already noticed, are there certain members of Congress who are more popular than others on this game already? Or are you noticing trends like that?
Yeah, it's actually really interesting. The typical people that you might think about, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, John McCain. But in addition to that, we also have people who are, take for example, like John Warner from Virginia is one of our top leading scorers. It's quite interesting how for some of the people who probably do the best in the game, you probably haven't heard about them. But that's the beauty of things like fantasy sports, that not everybody knows about a Peyton Manning or a Tom Brady. The most important thing is about knowing who's the next linebacker who's going to play in the next week. The response has been amazing, though. I mean, we initially started out with approximately 700, 800 people, and now we're up to past 30,000 registered users. So there's quite a lot of people out there who are validating our dorkiness.
Do you have to be as dorky as you are in order to play this game?
Well,
I don't mean to be insulting, Andrew, but you used the word first.
Right, I understand. With the game, we really feel that if everybody really did pay attention to Congress, just like they pay attention to sports, this would be water cooler talk. I mean, everybody talks about sports. People talk about politics, but everybody's afraid to talk about politics in a way that is sort of nonpartisan. If you talk about politics at the water cooler, you don't want to go and tread on the other guy's toes because he may be a Republican, you're a Democrat, or vice versa. This is a way for us to really be able to bridge the gap and reclaim the water cooler for all political junkies.
What's your major?
I'm a philosophy, politics, and economics major. It's based on the Oxford University system. It's called PPE. I have to tell you, my college professors right now, hearing that I'm on Talk of the Nation, think I'm quite a rock star.
Okay. Well, Andrew, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Andrew Lee is co-creator of Fantasy Congress and a student at Claremont McKenna College. He joined us from studios on his campus.